Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and a reminder, there are only a few left, so do get going very quickly, but we've been giving away over the last few days some Pepto Pro tubs, and there's two ways you can still win a couple of those, and the first one is to go on to iTunes and rate our podcast. Please do that. And a second way, all you need to do is sign up for a cycling coaching package on the Ask Coach Perry website, and you can also win that and some fantastic things Devlin does offer if you go on and do that. We'll touch on that again a little bit later on. It's time to get straight into today's question. It's another mountain biking one, and it sort of centers around surfaces and climbing again. We talked about climbing in the last podcast when it came to on the road, but on a mountain bike, what would be the hardest surface to climb on, Devlin? Is it loose rock, sand, maybe wet clay soil? And why would this be so? And how would you tackle that surface?
Yeah, so actually a great question, something that could freak a lot of people out in terms of the kind of surfaces. I think more importantly, it depends on the rider's strength and weakness themselves, on where did they feel more comfortable in terms of what kind of surface they're riding on. So that's going to be the first thing that's important. Secondly, again, how much experience have the guys had? So my suggestion would actually be to get out and ride as many different surfaces as possible. Whether it's on a climb or on just your general training ride that might be relatively flat, if you can ride loose rock and sand and wet clay and mud and that sort of thing often enough, you start getting a feeling for how your bike responds to those particular surfaces. So I don't think it's necessarily more a case of which surface is more difficult to ride on. It's which surface are you more comfortable to ride on that's gonna play a role there. So get a feel of how the bike handles in the various surfaces, what you need to do in terms of your positioning on the bike as well. So obviously on a climb, the gradient itself is what's going to be the key there as to how steep the climb is. And then the bike is going to respond differently. So for instance, when you're on a loose rocky section, you're going to tend to find that the front wheel bounces quite a lot off the different rocks and moving rocks and that. And then it's important to know to keep your center of gravity over the front wheel, but not necessarily put a lot of pressure on the handlebars, if that makes sense. So it does take a fair amount of core strength as well, being able to hold yourself up. But it's important, if you put a lot of weight and pressure on your handlebars themselves while you're leaning forward, what tends to happen is when you do take a knock on that front wheel, it's easier for you to kick the front wheel out to the side and potentially even come down off the bike as well. Whereas if you're just leaning the center of gravity forward but resting your hands quite lightly on the handlebars, it makes it easier for you to navigate through some of the technical stuff and move the your handlebars and your front wheel where necessary. So that, again, as when I touch with regards to how the bikes respond. And then equipment is also quite key. So when I say equipment, more along the lines of the tire choice. We're not all lucky enough that we can have mechanics on hand, that we can change our tires the day before the stage or as it goes, new wheels and that. But more often than not, we know the kind of race we're going to be doing. We know what the weather's doing. And if you're going to ride something muddy, for instance, you need to put a muddy tire on your bike. So something that displaces the mud and the water on the trail quite easily and doesn't get the mud to clog onto the wheel, because that then again makes it quite slippery. So it's important to take that into account and know that you are selecting. If you know that you're going to ride in an area that is typically known for muddy conditions, put a tire on that can handle that sort of muddy terrain. And then saying that, exactly the same thing for the sandy type of riding. So something that's got slightly less rolling resistance, something that with the tread a little bit tighter, that can handle more the sandy terrain. So you've got to do a little bit of planning in that sense. And then at the end of the day comes your training as well. So if you're fit and you're strong enough and you've done enough training for that, it also helps you to concentrate a lot longer and be able to be on the ball to making those decisions as well and how to navigate through that kind of terrain and surface. So there's a lot of things to think about, a lot of things to come into play there. But my suggestion is get a feel for it, try and ride the surfaces as often as possible, whether it's on a climb or not. Just get a feel for actually how to tackle it. And the more you do it, the more confident you'll get in that as well.
Devlin, I think there was a really simple answer there that most people would have come up with, and yours was maybe a little bit long-winded, and it would be that every surface is the hardest surface to climb on.
Yeah, sure.
Just to use a basic sort of example, anyone who's hiked Fish River Canyon in Namibia, you know, in the beginning the canyon's nice and narrow and beautiful, and it's this hard, smooth rock, and as you go on, it starts to wind, and you sort of crisscrossing between being on these rocky sort of beds or dried up beds, and then sort of sandbanks, and you're on the sandbanks and you're cursing them, and then you're on the rocks and you're cursing them. I think it's a bit of a case of that when you're climbing on a mountain bike.
Sure.
But Devlin, thank you very much for that. If people want to engage more with you, they can do so through the group we do have. All you need to do is sign up for the online community. Go to coachparry.com/join, and that gets you exclusive members-only video content, the likes of video coaching, and, of course, access to the private Facebook group where Devlin can then answer your questions. So get over, become part of what is an incredible community. But for today, from myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and Devlin Eden, we'll catch up with you next time.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.